which will be used by the Bluebell Wood Hospice, which cares for children with life-limiting conditions. Amen.
Jen's falling about laughing because I've now got the lectern looking like our lounge at home with papers scattered all over the place. However, I've found the next carol. It's another popular carol sung to no more than 15 different tunes. The one we are singing tonight is attributed to John Hall from Sheffield, but thought to be influenced by Edward Harwood, a Lancashire weaver who, when he moved to Liverpool, became a musician and influenced John Hall's writing, and hence the name Liverpool. We shall sing While Shepherds to Liverpool, and it's on the inside page of your carol sheet. Thank you.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night,
we're now going to be treated by a vocal selection called Holy Child from an arrangement by Captain Ray Allen from the Salvation Army.
Thank you.
Our next carol is sung to Back Lane. This is another of Isaac Watts' carols, with the music written by Willis Womack in 1850. You may be interested to know, there again you may not, but you'll know in any case, Isaac Watts was a poet at a very early age. From strict, severe perhaps, Congregationalists, his father noticed that young Isaac left his eyes open when they were saying prayers. When challenged at this, his answer was a rhyming couplet. A little mouse, for want of stairs, ran up a rope to say his prayers. Naturally, in those days, he was caned by his father, and he reacted by crying out, "O father, father, pity take, and I will no more verses make." Fortunately for us all, he did make more verses. Behold the Grace Appears to Back Lane. It's on the third page of our carol sheets. Another treat for us. Frank will now sing When the Son of Man Was Born. I don't know whether this was written or arranged by Sally DeFord, but Sally is an American songwriter and a Mormon. When the Son of Man Was Born, Frank.
Darkness, O Judea, in the silence of the night, as Bethlehem lay dreaming, 'neath the still and starry skies. Holy angels came rejoicing, bright with glory like the dawn, and set the heavens singing when the Son of God was born. In the darkness, O Judea, newly kindled for the earth, a wondrous star was gleaming to proclaim Messiah's birth. And as wise men came a-seeking, heaven's light went on before, and set their hearts a-singing when the Son of God was born. In the shadows of a stable, in a manger sweet with hay, the Holy Child lay sleeping ere the coming of the day. And the light of love descending round the cradle of the Lord set the world a-singing when the Son of God was born.
Thank you very much, Frank. It's lovely. Our seventh carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. This carol was written by Charles Wesley, and I hesitate to say is normally sung to Mendelssohn, but tonight we shall sing it to that lovely melody, Malin Bridge, composed by Horace Wood. And it's on the second page of the carol sheet. I was delighted when I saw this next hymn on the sheet. I thought the choir is setting themselves quite a challenge. Jenny and I are very privileged. Our Christmas begins at the beginning of December, as well as Advent, with a visit to the Bridgewater Hall. It's a good job I got a prompt. The Bridgewater Hall in Manchester to listen to the Halley Choir and the Halley Orchestra singing Handel's Messiah. And his name shall be called Wonderful. And they really belt it out. I said to Frank, I said, this has taken a bit of doing, hasn't it? No, 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 he says. We're singing it to a different tune. Now, if I may, I'm sure you're all familiar with The Messiah, retold by Bill Jones of Gold Car. I'm only going to read a bit of it. And forgive my imitated Barnsley accent. A lot of women stood up after that, and all of them looked as they were well, getting on a bit. Some of them must have been 65 if they were a day. They sang, "Unto us a child is born," and the chap shouted out, "Wonderful!" I thought, wonderful, it's a blooming minicle. The choir will now sing, "And his name shall be called Wonderful." Again, arranged by Sally DeFord.
To all.
All Hail the Power of Jesu's Name, our eighth carol and final carol. Words by the Reverend Edward Perrenet and music by James Eller. This carol was written by the Reverend Perrenet when he was working as a missionary in India and first appeared in print in the November 1779 issue of Gospel magazine. The magazine was edited by another famous hymn writer, Augustus Toplady, who happened to write, amongst others, Rock of Ages. The music by James Eller, who was born just over the hills in Droylston, trained as a hat maker, but by 18 he was leading the Wesleyan chapel choir and wrote Diadem at the age of 19. Are they putting the hats on?
Yes.
All Hail the Power of Jesu's Name, it's on the front page.
You can put yours on if you've got one.
Please sit down. Raymond. Sorry, it's for the magazine.
It's not, it's for the local. Thank you.
May I, on behalf of you all, thank our choir for leading this Festival of Carols. Our choir master, Frank Hardman. our soloists, Frank, Christine, and of course, Georgia and Rebecca. Well done. Also to Margaret Goldsborough, Gwen Lucraft, who's hiding behind the organ, and Pearl as well. For those who can stay, we've got tea and coffee and soft drinks, some warm, I'm afraid some cold, mince pies, and of course biscuits. We hope you have a peaceful and restful Christmas, and we look forward to welcoming you all back, perhaps at one of our further celebrations. Next Sunday morning is our nativity service, and I don't want to give too much away, but you won't have experienced anything like it. If I say the gentleman who's organising it is sat at the back of a choir with a hen sat on his head, it'll give you an idea of what it's going to be like. And then on the 23rd, Sunday the 23rd, just before Christmas at 6:30, we shall be celebrating in here carols by candlelight. So do come along if you can. The church has many activities on, and there are folders at the side and downstairs just saying what this is. And if any of you are interested in volunteering for some of our activities, we'd love to have a word with you. After refreshments, have a safe journey home. Thank you very much for coming and supporting us, and God bless you all. Thank you very much.